This is the Steady Rebels from Mississauga, Ontario, and you are dialed into My Audio Face with Mr. K.
30 minutes away from a great interview, so if you aren't already set up for listening in at 10:30, you fix your schedule and be available for 10:30-ish. We're going to be interviewing the one and only Sabrina Falla from Ottawa right here on 102.7 CKMS, Radio Waterloo. Also available on Rogers Digital 946 and worldwide at radiowaterloo.ca/listen. So tell your friends and family if they are not aware of it, and welcome everybody. Let's get right to some tunes and we'll chat in a little bit. Here's a tune from Sabrina right now. This is The Frontline.
We'll be right back. time. This phoenix, it shall rise, forever driven by integrity, respect, and trust.
Again, and before that, we started off with the one and only Sabrina Falla with The Front Line. She will be joining us live here on My Audio Face in just a few moments, so stick around. It is 10:13 in KW. Pretty nice day, albeit a little cold for early September, but you know, weather-wise, I'm sure we could be doing a lot worse, and we will, as always, make the best of it. Before we forget, since I think we forgot last week, let's quickly get our metal market minute in and tell you that the Dow Jones is at 21,803, and the number we like to follow here at My Audio Face when we decide to follow it is the VIX. It is up 5% at 12.14. So let's go back to some music. Wednesday night this week we had Winnipeg group on called Those Guys, an a cappella outfit, and we had a great interview, good times, and some good music from them. We're going to play a song from their album called That Album. You may recognize Justin Timberlake. Enjoy.
There's just no chance that you and me will ever be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
You told me you loved me, why did you leave?
messing with my head. You should have picked honesty, then you may not have blown it. You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance that you and me will ever be. Don't it make you sad about it? Other guy. Bridges were burned. Now it's your turn to cry. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, oh, oh.
And it is done, so I guess I'll believe it.
There's just no chance
that you and me
will ever be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
You told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Different path.
Day from the album American Idiot. I wonder if that album title was rumored to be inspired by the then President George W. Bush, and I wonder if Green Day wished they hadn't kept that album title for a release right now. Or maybe they have something even more appropriate in mind. We shall see. We've got a few years of that tragedy left. So that was What's Her Name? Special request going out to the one and only Sabrina Falla right here on My Audio Face on CKMS 102.7 FM, RadioWaterloo.ca. We remind you that if you are a new artist or Canadian artist or want to hear your music on the show, you need to reach out. Come to our Facebook page at My Audio Face. Find us and follow us on Twitter at MyAudioFace. Or, of course, you can email us at MyAudioFace. Let's get a song on right now. And stay tuned right after that. We've got Sabrina Falla coming up. Okay, here we just heard Korn featuring Corey Taylor as a special guest with a song off their latest album, Serenity of Suffering. And we have, for everybody listening, a great, great talent on the air. With me right now is Sabrina Falla. Hi, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Welcome to My Audio Face right here on CKMS. And how are things in Ottawa today?
We are getting the fall weather early.
We are getting a little bit of that here. Go ahead.
Because in August, the last week of August, it was very cold. So the weather this year is being all weird.
Indeed. Yeah, and not just here. It's all over the place. That's all we hear about in the news is the weather. It's not great. So
it's not going well this year. No.
So you have been recording music for how long, Sabrina?
Recording. Ooh. Well, I have been in music since I was a child, but I think I recorded like my first song maybe when I was 15, 16. You know, just at home with my cousin, just playing around, recording. So I've been doing it for a while.
And what was it something you just always knew that you wanted to do?
I've always been around music, and I've always, you know, been writing short stories and poetry that led to songwriting. So I think deep inside, I was led to music in some way.
Yeah. Right on. Cool. And what are some of your inspirations that you use to write your music? Because you also, not only do you record, you sing, you play all your instruments?
I play guitar.
You play guitar, yeah. and you also write all your songs, is that right?
I write my songs, sometimes I co-write.
Okay, so what's your inspiration for writing your songs?
Inspiration meaning like the ideas, I guess.
Yeah, what do you draw from to come up with the ideas?
Life experience.
Okay.
The things I see people going through or what I hear. Basically, I try to write a song that people can relate to and that can help them in a way.
Okay.
So if I have gone through something that I have finally gotten over, and I feel like somebody could use the help, I'll write about it if I feel that it's useful. I just like to help people through my music. I've always wanted to, you know, give advice. Especially my song Paradise comes with a price. It's about depression, so I wrote it for mental illness.
Okay.
So.
And yeah. Do you get feedback from fans that say, hey, listen, I heard this song and I really liked it and it helped me. I could relate to it.
Yeah, with Paradise, I've gotten a few people telling me that it has a strong message and that it has helped them in different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to basically don't give up on yourself, basically.
Yeah.
Don't let yourself go. Be strong. So there's many ways people can take that song.
But your intent, of course, is for it to be taken as a positive, as a don't
as
give
a
up.
As a positive, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And what about now your current? It's an EP that you have out now called "Kiss Is a Killer."
Yes, with 5 tracks on it. Yep.
Okay. What was that? Where did you record that?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. It's known for country, but they're opening up for rock now, and so it's nice.
And so what was that experience like? Was that the first time you recorded there?
Yes, especially going into a studio where mostly country artists are, and I'm like the rock singer, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun.
Right on. Yeah. So you had mentioned a few artists that you like, and I've got one teed up here. Do you want to introduce this song from Billy Idol? We'll play that, and then we'll chat a little bit more after this song.
All right. So this is a song by Billy Idol.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, I in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself.
crazy eyes seem to pass me by. Leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd have the one to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. It'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself.
Right here on My Audio Face, 102.7 CKMS. Also available online at radiowaterloo.ca. Going to give a shout out to Jeff B. from Phantom Atlantic. They played in town last night, and they are heading up to a show tonight in Barrie, so go check them out. Phantom Atlantic. And we're going to be playing some of their stuff probably on our next show Wednesday night. And you'll hear more about them. And don't forget, we are here live with Sabrina Falla. And just a reminder that you can find all her music on iTunes. And you can find her on different social medias. I'm going to let Sabrina tell us about it. Sabrina, you are all over social media, are you not?
I'm trying to be on as many... what do you... on as many of them as I possibly can. But I try to stay probably more on Facebook and Twitter because I feel those are very strong. But Facebook is very good, though. Yeah. I'm seeing that everything with tagging, you know, tagging and sharing and linking, it's, I'm still learning, but I'm getting the hang of it. But social media is very big, and a lot of artists, or even for business, you should be on social media to help your business, because it does work.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And no, I would say from going indeed to your Facebook page, you know, and a lot of your communications, one thing you do, which is I think really smart and hopefully pays off, is you've got constant reminders of all the places you can be found. And I think a lot of people maybe make the mistake of saying, well, I'll just be on Facebook and everybody does Facebook, so I'm good. Why repeat it? Maybe a lot of people are on Facebook, but it's, I think the more different appropriate mediums you can be on, the better. Even if somebody is on Facebook, like you said, being on Twitter, reaches different people or the same people in different ways. I know some people can't really access Facebook during the day, for instance, but they can, they can receive tweets. So
I tried to put the information, like today when I was promoting the interview today, I put it on my MySpace, I put it on my Instagram, I put it everywhere, because there might be different people who aren't on Instagram or who aren't on Twitter, but they're on Facebook, and I have to put it there. So you don't know who has what, and you get new viewers and new listeners and new people coming. And who knows, they might share it to somebody that might be interested to hear your interview. So you just have to go everywhere to get the people to come forward. You have to do it. So, and if you want to gain more followers, you have to be on every social media that you feel will work for your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not every social media is going to be for every business that's out there. Some people might use Periscope more than Twitter, or I don't know. I don't use Periscope, and I don't even know what it is, but I hear it's very popular. but from what I see from it, it is like a live Instagram, I think. Like going live on Instagram. Everything is connecting. Everything is having live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, everything. But I don't do live on every social media. I tried Instagram, but honestly, I thought Facebook Live worked better because I thought it reached more people for me. But I could be wrong. Maybe for other people, it's better on Instagram for them. It depends where the people are going more to for your product.
Right. Now, you mentioned you've done Facebook Live. I've seen, I think, one of your live Facebooks, whereas basically it's kind of like a fan interaction. You're live talking with your fans. Have you done a lot of those?
Yes, and I tend to talk about squirrels a lot too in the video.
To talk about which, sorry?
I tend to talk a lot about the squirrels I feed in my backyard. So if you ever watch it, you'll see this random moment when I'm saying, oh, look, the squirrels. And it's funny because when you're not always talking about yourself, mm-hmm. and then you bring other things that people might not expect, like other things about you, not just your business, people get more interested because you don't just want to talk about your music, right? And your business. You want to say more to the world. So that's why I talk about the squirrels, because people don't expect me to be feeding them in my backyard. And just so you know, they're not bad. Like, they don't really try to get into your home. If you tell them where to go, they go there.
Cool. So you do have lots of squirrels behind your house?
I have about 7.
Right on.
And a chipmunk, which is the cutest thing, I have to say, because they're so small. But, they go for the food, and then they go. And they come back when there's food. And when they get comfortable around you, sometimes they come close to you. But But the squirrels I have don't want to be touched. So they just come close enough to let me know that they're hungry, and I give them the food, but they, I don't want to touch them or anything.
Because you want, yeah, you want to keep them wild and not...
Yeah, but I have seen videos on YouTube that people have pet squirrels, and I'm always wondering, how do they not eat up the furniture in the house?
Or, mm.
But I guess they just take them, make a video, and then release them. I don't know, but they're very nice to be around, but I do hear you can get diseases if you touch them, so...
Yeah, I suppose if they're outdoors, you really don't know.
You don't know what they're carrying. So yeah. I'm very careful. I'm just feeding them, and yeah.
We actually have a pet rabbit at an indoor rabbit at our house. So she never goes outside, but she eats furniture. And now we let her, so it's okay. But we sort of found out the by surprise that we knew that she liked to burrow, so she would try to dig into the couch cushions, and it was cute, and you know, she'd nibble away at it, and we thought, oh well, that's cute, look what she's doing. And then she'd go off and do something else, till one morning we came down and we couldn't quite find her, and then poof, she popped out of the couch, but literally she had dug her way in, and a good chunk of the stuffing was now outside on the ground. We didn't mind. We figured that was, you know, we wouldn't have let her stay there overnight on the couch if we were worried, but it was quite a surprise, and so we had
to... I guess we just have to expect those things. When you bring animals or pets into your house, you have to expect them to do something like that, because they're known to chew and eat.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. So, do you have any shows coming up any in the near future?
I have some, but I haven't posted them up yet because I'm still discussing confirmation with them.
Oh, right on. So, basically...
it'll be next year. It'll be definitely bigger shows coming for next year, but now I do a lot of the open mics around my area.
Okay. And
but,
so
for shows next year, definitely I will be posted up.
Yeah, so basically, definitely go to Sabrina's Facebook page to like and follow, and it is, it's just Sabrina Falla, I believe, with an H,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course the website Sabrina Falla, and I'm going to spell it SabrinaFallah.com, and then, as you mentioned, just about every other social media, but...
Yeah.
The Facebook page is you keep it up to date. I follow it and like it, and you're pretty current on it. Yeah, which
is
great. So
important.
I, you know, that's
yeah.
one thing I think is key. If you're gonna have a presence, you need to keep it.
You need to keep your pages updated.
Yeah,
don't just use one and ignore the others, because if somebody goes on your other page, they're gonna say, why it's not active? Just either choose one you're gonna stay on. But you know what? I understand. At the beginning, for me, it was hard to keep up with all of it. But then I just figured out a routine. Whatever I post on one, I post on the other. That way, I'm not trying to think of what to post here, what to post there. Eventually, you'll find a routine.
Mm-hmm.
But try to use anything to get your stuff out, because it's actually it does work.
Right on.
It does work. I have, from what I've seen from myself, it does work. And Facebook Live is fun too.
Yeah. Now, have you done performances on Facebook Live yet?
I've had people ask me to sing for them.
Okay.
Like a cappella, but I haven't taken my guitar and done any of that.
Yeah.
Yet.
So maybe there's a something for as a show prep before the end of 2017. Maybe you'll. You'll treat the fans to a Facebook Live, intimate and interactive, Much
yeah,
Music,
maybe,
if you remember,
maybe.
Much Music used to do.
I can think of something, yeah, probably.
And
yeah.
Play a couple of songs, and, you know, that would be a way for the folks to see you before you get out and do some shows. Now,
yeah.
the open mics that you do, are they pretty much, do you post them on your Facebook page, or do you just show up and people get a surprise?
I used to post them up, but now it's like I go every day that... I forget sometimes because I'm just going, but
where would folks go if they're in the Ottawa area and they want to hear you? Where should they go?
They can go to Brass Monkey, Royal Oak. There's a lot of places.
Right.
Sometimes
on.
I just go somewhere I haven't been, and I'm just testing the place, right? The
yeah.
venue, so.
And how's the reaction generally when you do that?
Good.
Yeah.
I need a lot of same faces around because it's so small in Ottawa.
Okay.
And anywhere you go, people who have seen you before, you might see them there, or you make new faces. Also, it's good to network too.
Okay. Yeah. And I have to ask you, are you a big Ottawa Senators fan?
I'm not into sports, but I'm definitely an Ottawa Senators fan because they're Ottawa Senators.
Okay, well, that's a fair answer, yeah.
But I don't know anything about sports, so I can't answer any of that kind of
But that's all right. But, hey, supporting the local team is always wise.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know.
Of course. It's my team here.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, and, you know, they should take notice. And, you know what, there's a spot, you know. You certainly have the voice in my you have the voice definitely to carry a national anthem. So if any Ottawa Senators folks are listening, Sabrina Falla would be great to have at the one of the Senators games. Just my thoughts. So on that, how about we play that song you talked earlier about, Song Paradise? Do you want to say anything about the song before we play it?
Sure. So Paradise comes with a price. It's for people dealing with depression, so that have the mental illness. And I wrote it for people to have hope and not to give up on themselves.
Awesome.
And also that you will see the light in the end. You will get rid of that darkness and you will be okay. But you just have to stay strong. And I hope by listening to this song, it helps you get through it.
Let's give it a listen. This is Paradise Comes With a Price from Sabrina Falla.
All alone in your hotel room, bloodshot eyes looking to leave the gloom, climbing up that stairway where you can almost taste the sky. Dropping through the atmosphere, asking yourself why through tears. That needle in your vein feels like ice. On a night like this, you don't think twice. Paradise comes with a price. Too hard to listen to advice. Your heart and mind stuck in a vice. Paradise comes with a price. When you come crashing down, you can't let go and touch the ground. Is that what you really want to leave this world right now? In hopelessness, deep in your own darknesses, you push yourself to the edge. Leave that note behind on a ledge. Paradise comes with a price. Price.
Sabrina Fala. And we are live with Sabrina. That was Paradise Comes With a Price off her EP Kiss Is a Killer right here on My Audio Face, broadcast on CKMS 102.7. So Sabrina, what have you been up to lately?
So actually, I am in negotiations with a label right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so huge news.
So I will be having, hopefully sometime next year, a new record. And as you were asking me before, and that's when I will have my commercial radio release.
Well, yeah, I was listening to the song that we're going to play to close out the show, the title track from your EP, Kiss Is a Killer. That's the first song that I played when I started listening to your music, and I go, okay, you know, this has got some nice lines and stuff, and it's just, you listen to it a couple more times, and boom, you go, this belongs on the radio. This is one of those songs that should be in heavy rotation on every station that plays, you know, rock, light rock. It's very, you know, it's very accessible music.
A lot of different rock categories. I don't like to categorize it, but it can go soft, it can go rock, it can go alternative, it can go indie, it can go all that. I think it can fit anywhere.
Oh, totally. And you know, the important thing, yeah, labels are really just sometimes just places to for people to put things. But the song itself, great lyrics, great music, and it's a popular one. It's at home. It's in my girls' iTunes playlists now. It's when we're in the car, that's one of the songs they'll say, oh, can you play Kiss Is a Killer? And they'll sing it in the background. It's really something. And to me, that's the testament of a great song, is other people, you know, singing along and wanting to hear it again. That's great. So I'm assuming you want to keep some of the details under wraps in terms of the label and whatnot until they're confirmed.
All I can say is I hope I can re-release Kiss Is a Killer and put it on the actual commercial radio.
Well, any radio station. Go ahead.
It'll be cool if they let me put it out, because I don't know exactly how things are gonna go, per se. You know, like there are talks, but it'll be really cool if that song does get on radio. If they can do it, because that song does belong on radio. I would love to be in my car, turning on the radio and hearing it.
Absolutely. And
it's definitely a radio song.
It deserves to be, as does the rest of your music. And I would say any label worth their salt would be remiss not to pick up Sabrina Fala, in my opinion. So I wish you great negotiations. And why don't we go out with a bang. A big thank you, Sabrina, for coming on to the show today. And let's put Kiss Is a Killer on and listen for this song to be hitting all across the radio stations in 2018. This is Sabrina Fala, Kiss Is a Killer.